Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Islam Corner on ATP Radio. I am your host, Annie Cyrus. Thank you so much for joining me today. Before I get started on this very serious issue, let me go ahead and do what I always do, which is call to action. So if you are on Blog Talk Radio, make sure to follow our radio channel here. If you're not, make sure to go to our website, americantruthproject.org, and sign up to our newsletter. Simply click on subscribe, put in your email address. If you'd like to put your name in there, that's fine too. And then when you sign up, you'll get links to all of our radio shows, which is Mondays, my show. On Tuesdays, we have Barry Newsbomb. And on Thursdays, we have Will Johnson. If you're inside America, you can go ahead and grab your cell phone, text my name, A-N-N-I, to 88202, and that will sign you up automatically to our text alert system. With that, you will get a notification right before we go live, either on radio or on Facebook. Last but not least, make sure to follow us on all our social media pages, which everywhere we are, American Truth Project. Okay, let's get us started. We are about 8 days away from election, 2020 election. I know for a fact I'm not the only one. I can sense it, and I can see it, and I can read it, and I can watch it, and I can hear it everywhere, that we are all nervous. Every American is nervous. Doesn't matter which side we belong to, as Americans, we're all nervous because this year is most definitely a make it or break it year. So I figured I would like to play my part on giving some information on Joe Biden that are not hidden. I'm not going to say I had to go in a dark back alley and grab these informations and pay for them. They're very much out there, easy to find, but it has not been a priority for most people to look for or search for. So I took some little bit of time to look for them, gather them, and I'm just going to represent my case today, and hopefully that's going to help. Now, I strongly believe that if Joe Biden is elected, he will most definitely support the Islamization of our country. And I don't say that, well, you all know me, those of you who do know me, I don't say things just because of my gut feelings. It helps, but I say things based on facts. So I'm going to work my way backward from the most recent thing that triggered my worriness of how far is Joe Biden willing to go. Now, before I give you that event, let me make this clear, just in case if anyone of my listeners today is not familiar with my reasons of being worried about anyone ever helping or supporting the Islamization of America. If you look at history, if you simply Google Islamic countries, you will know when a country is conquered by Islam, that country will automatically be 100% suppressed, and there will be absolutely no freedom left. The reason for that is under Islamic law, also known as Sharia, there is no separation of church and the state. So automatically the country that has been conquered by Islam will have a constitution that is Sharia. For example, my motherland in 1979, when it was conquered after the Islamic Revolution, within 90 days, bam, here we go. Constitution was thrown out and was replaced by Sharia. Now, I'm not going to bore you or give you a headache with all the painful things that comes with Sharia. There are many videos and radio segments of me on ATP, AmericanTruthProject.org, where you can listen and learn about that. Recently, I want to say it was about 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago, when the first presidential debate was taking place, Joe Biden used the phrase, inshallah. A lot of people didn't really think much of it, but those of us who are paying a lot of attention and reading between lines, that was my last straw, I guess, to the point of, wow, He's making sure in the middle of chaotic debates, he caters to his Muslim voters. Now, for those of you who may not know, inshallah means Allah willing. So he is flat out done, I guess he's done being a Catholic Christian. And instead of saying God willing, I guess now he wants to let Allah do the willing for him. And yes, there is more than enough evidence out there on counter jihad movement websites where you can see that Allah is not God. So let's just put that in there while I'm at it. Now, before going into just a quick hint of inshallah, he made sure to do a specific campaign for Muslim voters. If you haven't heard of it, again, simply Google Biden Muslim ad and the video will come up. He did a video where he directly only talked to Muslim Americans. The entire campaign of that video was the purpose to say that Muslim American votes matter, and I agree with him, it does. But to achieve that goal, he decided to go ahead, and I guess somebody did it for him. I don't know how he came to use that, but he cited a hadith from Muslim hadith. I'm going to read the hadith for you. For anyone who might want to go look it up, you can find it. Just look up hadith number 34. It will come up. And the hadith says, it was narrated by Abu Sa'id, and it says, I heard the messenger of Allah say, whosoever of you sees an evil, let him change it with his hand. And if he is not able to do so, then let him change it with his tongue. And if he is not able to do so, then with his heart. And that is the weakest of faith. Now, funny enough, when Biden was citing this, instead of saying messenger of Allah, he actually said the Prophet Muhammad said this. Which, again, there's an underlying issue there of referring to Muhammad as the prophet or the messenger of Allah. Anyhow, I will leave that out for now. If we have enough time, I'll cover it. Let me break this hadith down for you, just in case if you didn't catch it. In this hadith, anywhere you read the description of it, explanation of it by muftis and imams, first of all, it refers to those who don't take any action of stopping evil. Now, I might add, in Islam, evil is what Islam forbids. What does Islam forbid? Anything non-Islam. So anything that is not within Islam and Sharia is evil. So those who don't do anything to stop anything not as non-Islamic, and they just, correct it in their heart, with their hearts, are the weakest of faith. So let me just hint at moderate versus radical story, If you're not going to get out there and fix the problem, then being the moderate, as they describe themselves, they are the weakest. The first part of this is if you see evil, change it with his hand or your hand. There are different description of what that hand means. The very first description of that hand is physically getting involved. Just in case if any of my listeners don't know, physically getting involved to fight against things non-Islamic equals jihad. That hadith refers to a good Muslim will get out there and commit jihad, any forms of jihad. Now, this is where different description comes in, because there are four types of jihad. Any type of jihad to stop anything that goes against Islam and Sharia. Now, I'm going to read one of the most credited Islamic description by a Saudi Arabia mufti on this hadith. Changing evil by one's hand should be done by those who are able to do that, such as those in position of authority and the bodies in charge of such matters in the areas over which they have been appointed. the ruler in the area over which he has been appointed, the judge in the area over which he has been appointed, and by a man in his own house with his children and the members of his household as much as he can. I could have given you a short cliff and quick translation, but I don't like doing that. So technically, Joe Biden did a specific video campaign talking directly to Muslim voters to let them know that when he's appointed to position and power, he will make sure to stop evil. Now, again, don't get me wrong. It would have been fine if he said, I'll do my job to make our country better. No, he had to do the Islamic hadith that has a lot of meanings behind it. And he closed the video by asking them to go and vote and help him correct the wrongdoings and the evil doings. Again, this was nowhere in mainstream media, nor did most people just covered it up. A couple of websites put it up and then take it down due to backlash they were receiving from the Islamic community. And did I mention that video wraps up with three solo shots of Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and Linda Sarsour? Did I forget to mention that? Yeah, it does. All three lovely Muslim ladies, of course, endorsed that video. And somehow we're all okay with that. I don't know how. But as I said, that's not it. Joe Biden has built his way up to the point where bluntly he's going to sit there and cite hadith and Islamic teachings to guarantee Muslim votes and, of course, deliver. Now, one thing is we've talked about the fact that Joe Biden has been in the office for 47 years and he's not so much of a man of his words. But while I was looking up everything for today, I realized there was something he did say. He wasn't able to exactly match the number he would like to do, but he definitely delivered on that. Okay, when September 11th happened, shortly after, there's an article on that, by the way, if you want to read it up. The title of the article is, what is the title? I'm sorry, I should have it in front of me and I don't. Rhetorical question. Rhetorical question, this was published on NewRepublic.com. On that report, it says, on a morning meeting with a committee staffer, Biden, I'm reading, just so you know, I'm reading the article for you. Biden launches into a stream of consciousness monologue about what his committee should be doing before he finally admits the obvious. Quote, unquote, he says, I'm groping here. Then he hits on an idea. America needs to show the Arab world that we are not bent on its destruction. He goes on to saying, seems to me this would be a good time to send, no strings attached, a check for $200 million to Iran. And then he surveys the table with raised eyebrows. How do you like that look on his face? First of all, I would like to mention that I would really love to have a 30-second meeting with Joe Biden to just say, you do realize Islamic Republic of Iran is not an Arab world? It's not an Arab nation, but again, what am I expecting? So in order to show Arab words, we're not trying to destroy them, we give money to Iran. But point is, he brings up the $200 million we should give to Iran. Now, some people say he was joking. Some people say he was sarcastic. Some people say whatever. Whatever he meant. I don't care. Point is, this was in 2001, I believe October of 2001, and comes years later, Obama administration, with involvement of then Vice President Joe Biden, did give $1.7 billion to Iran, didn't they? And they didn't even bother to do a check. They made sure it's cash. This man, being Joe Biden, has shown his love for Iran way too many times, but from 2001, now the story goes further back, but I can't actually send you links or give you links to go read it off. So I'm just going to start from 2001. Since 2001 to today, that's 19 years, ladies and gentlemen. For 19 years, Joe Biden has been obsessed with befriending Islamic Republic of Iran's regime. He was the vice president when we did the Iran deal, the most embarrassing deal of our history. He was the vice president when we gave $1.7 billion to Islamic Republic of Iran. And he has made it very clear that he is going to negotiate that deal yet again with Iran if he is elected. Now, I will quickly take a moment here to explain why this should be terrifying for every American. First of all, as I said, Islamic Republic of Iran. Islamic Republic of Iran for decades has been our enemy. They did not hide it. They have not tried to make it a secret. From 1979, when Ayatollah Khomeini landed in Iran after revolution, the first speech he ever gave was, we will destroy the great Satan in America and wipe Israel off the map. 1979. Remember the hostage situation? When 444 days American citizens were being tortured in Iran? Do you remember the money Islamic Republic of Iran have given terrorists all across Middle East? These people are not our friends. And the fact that Joe Biden is so anxious to make a deal with them again and give them even more money, most likely, should definitely be a concern, because I don't think for a second Joe Biden does not know who these people are. Everybody, including us at this point, we know who Hezbollah is. And here's the thing, no one has asked him, but I really would like to know if somebody would ask Joe Biden, so what are you going to do about Hezbollah? Because President Trump did put them or declared them a terrorist group. Are you going to lift that too? Are you going to reopen doors for them? Because we all know there are active Hezbollah members inside America. But again, I don't know why no one has came up with the question. I don't have access to ask him that, but I wish somebody would. So since you're going to make a deal with Iran, what, you're going to put Hezbollah back on the streets? Are you going to override that decision by President Trump? Are you going to say Hezbollah is not a terrorist group? Because the evidence is pretty overwhelming. Okay, I think I'm going a little too much into details of concerns with Iran, but I'm really concerned. I'm really concerned that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have made it very clear that they are going to reinstate our deal with Iran. That is terrifying. Now, let me move forward. I don't know if you remember or not, but in 2006, few Americans were concerned about suspicious behavior of six imams on a plane. So they reported the imams were removed from the planes. There were questions later on cleared, which doesn't give me much peace of mind, considering that many of the people who ended up doing something were cleared at some point by FBI and police and all that. However, on this story, all six of them were cleared. And by the way, the behavior was they did a prayer before getting on a plane, and then they were sitting in a lineup that was just like the 9/11 hijackers. They also asked for seatbelt extensions. And of course, they were speaking Arabic apparently as well. Now, what happened was, after they were removed and questioned and all that, CARE came in and sued the airline and the passengers who reported the amounts. So, in that year, Homeland Security, or there was a bill that would have protected the safety and security of those who would report potential terrorism, okay? And for love of me, I do apologize for forgetting the name. I had it, and then now I don't. Anyhow, but Joe Biden blocked that amendment to the bill. Joe Biden stopped the possibility of protection and security and safety of identity of those who would possibly report on a potential terrorism, which works for CARE very well, because they have done other cases when they sued people for reporting suspicious activities or anything that they might have felt like. First of all, I'm going to just quickly be ridiculous here. I don't even understand why do we have to pay the price for something they did. September 11 happened. The hijackers were all Muslims. So it's a very natural fear for most people to have the extra eyes when seeing a Muslim getting on a plane or walking into a mosque or whatever it is. You see, if Muslim community would come out on that day and unite with us as Americans, we wouldn't think this way. Since September 11 to today, all we have heard from Islamic communities is that how we are generalizing and we are bigoted and we are Islamophobe, and we have been blamed since the moment those planes were hijacked. So forgive me as I don't see their victim cards flying all over the place being reasonable. However, in 2006, with that action, Joe Biden sided yet again with Islamization. Now, moving forward to 2007, Joe Biden lectured then Secretary of State Condi Rice for saying that the U.S. would not negotiate with Iran or Syria. Biden said, "I don't agree with your statement, Madam Secretary, that negotiations with Iran and Syria would be extortion on their part. Nor did most of the witnesses we heard in this committee during the last month. The proper term, I believe, and they believe, is diplomacy, which is not about paying a price, but finding a way to protect our interests without engaging in military conflict. It is, I might add, the fundamental responsibility of the Department of State to engage in such diplomacy, as you well know." Again, another act by Joe Biden making sure that the Islamic terrorist governments will not only not face consequences, but they will be rewarded. Basically and technically, we do not negotiate with terrorists. That's just the way, well, we used to not negotiate with terrorists, as I said, until the Obama-Biden administration came along. Biden is very comfortable, somewhat even anxious and excited to negotiate with these terrorist countries. He has no problem negotiating with them. He has no problem giving them money. And he does not care for a second to think what they have done to our country. Now, again, all of these are when he was either vice president or he was senator. Just imagine when he becomes the most powerful man in the world, that being the president of the United States of America. Just in case if you haven't heard this one is kind of fun. In 2011, when SEAL Team 6 was going after bin Laden, did you know that Biden, who is vice president, opposed the SEALs killing bin Laden? And then he confirmed his opposition in 2012. He said, I'm going to quickly read some of what he said. He said, CIA director said go. Obama came to me and he said, Joe, what do you think? And I said, we owe the men, being bin Laden, a direct answer, Mr. President. My suggestion is don't go. However, in 2015, he, of course, changed his story and he lied, which is something Joe Biden does a lot. But that night, that very night, somehow, Joe Biden was not okay with our SEAL team killing Osama bin Laden. I mean, I don't think there is anyone with a bit of decency and dignity who wouldn't agree that bin Laden was our number one enemy at that time. And somehow, I guess Joe Biden wanted to negotiate with him too or something. But I know those of you who are listening might already understand where I come from. It's very hard, for lack of a better term, it's very hard for me to understand why are we even here? Why are we at a point when we have a Joe Biden as a candidate? How much more could have gone wrong based on his decisions, his mentality, his values, his standards, his policies, for our country to say, you know what, he shouldn't. I remember back in 2016, I very clearly remember there was a lot of memes flying around with the terrifying thought of who would ever trust Trump with nuclear ability. Now I look back and I think, who is trusting Joe Biden with that much power? Since he started his career as a politician in America, he has done everything in his power, internally or internationally. He's done everything in his power to destroy America. And somehow, his is still getting away with it. Somehow, Joe Biden is, well, loved by many, I guess, and trusted by many, which is a concern of its own. Anyhow, let me go on. I do have a couple more thoughts I want to cover here, and then answer a couple of questions if possible. To add to everything else, if you're still with me here and haven't been terrified enough to just walk away, do you remember when Joe Biden actually said that, "I wish we taught more in our school about Islamic faith. I wish we talked about all the great confessional faiths." Do you remember that? It was amazing that, and by the way, it came out of nowhere, completely out of nowhere, where Joe Biden suddenly decided to campaign and lobby for teaching more Islam in our schools. But you do realize he will, if elected, he will have the power to do that, right? You know, we don't teach any religion. We're not supposed to be teaching any religion in our schools. Now, they have come after a lot of things, you know, how they want halal menu. And some schools, for example, in Michigan, are forcing even non-Muslims to eat halal meat at this point. And, you know, they wanted us to take the word God out of a school. But Joe Biden has officially said that he wished that we would teach more Islam faith, Islamic faith, that is Sharia, in our schools. Let's take the brainwash completely into our schools, because we can, and that's a brilliant idea. And yes, I might sound ridiculously biased right now, but remember, I'm an ex-Muslim who was born and raised by force a Muslim. So I have some terrifying images in my head that I have absolutely no way of transferring to you guys. But most of you heard my story. Most of you heard me explain and read and cite Islamic teachings. Can you imagine that in our schools, they're going to start teaching about this prophet guy who was so wonderful and is a perfect example of a man, and all our boys should follow his footsteps with 11 wives. Youngest is starting from 6-year-old. Can you imagine that? I can't, I won't, I don't want to. I refuse to think that America has gone so low that we are okay with just even an idea of such a thing happening in our schools. I don't even want to think about that. Let me answer one of the questions I have here. Does Joe Biden know so little about Islam that he thinks Persians are Arabs? Or is he an evil super genius? I'm confused. Well, as far as knowing little about Islam, I don't believe he knows so little about Islam. The reason for that is, again, when you're a vice president and you're working with your president to make a deal with a country, you will be informed of constitution, laws, regulations, and what is happening in that country. Now, he chose to not hear it. I don't know. Did he hear all of it and still was okay with it? That would be my guess. The connection is, well, he seems to have the habit of not minding the age of the female when it comes to sniffing and rubbing. So I'm not sure if Mohammed rubbing himself against a 6-year-old Aisha bothers Biden much. I'm not sure how that would bother him. You know, I think he knows enough to know that Islam is a good help to destroy America. Because that's the thing. I do, as I just said, his entire career, 47 years of politician, he has done things to destroy America. to change our values of American values. He's done whatever he can. Remember, he has always gone after our Second Amendment with everything he's got. So did his running mate now, Kamala Harris. So to my understanding, I actually think he knows enough about Islam and Sharia to know that it's going to be a good tool to use to destroy and burn America down. As far as the Persians versus Arab part, I hate to say this, he's not the only one. Majority of Americans don't know the difference between different races and ethnicities in Middle East. It's to them, it's Middle East, it's a desert, and everybody's Arab. That one comes, I think, from lack of education in America about over there or anything outside of American borders. We don't really educate our kids on that. Okay, next question I have here. that's a funny one, and I'm glad you brought it up. It says, how does Joe think he will be the all-powerful president he's always wanted to be if Iran nukes us? Here's the thing. Joe Biden or not, anyone. Normally, how in my understanding of life is when you're so busy trying to destroy someone or something, you don't pay attention to what happens next. What next doesn't exist within planning of destruction. It just doesn't. Most of the time, it's about, let me destroy it, and that's it. I promise you, Joe Biden doesn't think for a second that Iran's going to betray him. He thinks it's all good. We're buddy buddies. Now, would he understand, would he consider that this country might become Islamic? Yes, he does. In his mind, it would become Islamic, but they still let him be the president. What I need to educate him on is, well, when the country is Islamic, the only one who can rule the country is a supreme leader, not a president. You can convert to Islam to save your life, but you're years away from becoming a supreme leader. You probably won't survive that long. You're too old to survive to becoming the supreme leader. So bottom line is, no, he doesn't understand they will take away the power he's craving so badly that he's willing to do anything. He's going to go to the darkest possible path that is offered to human society to get that power. He does not understand he will be losing that power. That is the same thing that the rest of them don't understand. Now, one of the things that he's very much confused and doesn't understand is the fact that, well, you know, Obama was the president and he brought all these Muslim Brotherhood in and they all treated him good. That's another thing he needs to learn. Obama was a Muslim. That's very different. And that's why he's starting to change his tone from bragging about, I'm a Catholic Christian, to inshallah, and citing hadith from Muhammad. I think he's catching up with that part, which again makes him just that much more dangerous. A man, as I said, a man who's a woman, a man, a person, who is willing to give in to the darkest path ever available to human society just to gain power, should not be trusted with that power. He should not be given that power. Let me read the next question. The way that article talked about Biden giving $200 million to Iran sounded like he was making some kind of sick joke. That was right after September 11. Does he think America's national security is funny? Yes, I know. The article did make it sound like he was joking. And he has listen. Yes, Joe Biden does not take America's anything serious. Let me put it that way. Joe Biden, as I have said today and other times, Joe Biden's priority isn't America. I said this on one of my live feeds. I said, when this man isn't even willing to defend his own son, to this day, regarding anything with Hunter Biden, Joe Biden kept saying the accusations are wrong and these are made up. Never did I hear him say My son did not do this. I believe my son. The man isn't willing to defend his own son. You really think he's going to defend Americans? He will defend anyone who will give him power. That's what he defends. Now, as far as making jokes, Joe Biden has made so many bad jokes as early as latest debate. You know how when President Trump said, we're not at war with North Korea, we're in good relationship. It's like, that's like saying we had good relationships with Hitler. That's not something you joke about. That is absolutely not something you joke about. Thankfully, social media went after him. Lots and lots of people did question that, did you just make a joke about our relationship with Hitler? You see, Joe Biden does not have, as much as we are supposed to be tiptoeing around the feelings of the snowflakes of the liberals, they don't. When it comes to us, our feelings don't matter to them. Joe Biden does not take a second to think what comes out of his mouth. He doesn't. Again, because he doesn't care. First of all, he's pretty sure that he has catered to needs of his Muslim voters and liberal voters and socialist voters, that he's fine with it. Because I'm pretty sure most of you can put two and two together, which, by the way, it was brought up to my attention last week that apparently this is my catchphrase, put two and two together. I love math. I meant mathematics. My accent could get in the way. Mathematics is what I love. Someone can easily make a joke about Hitler and our relationship with Hitler. Who's more worried about the feelings of Muslims and calls their religion the religion of peace? They have no problem catering to their feelings even further by making a joke about Hitler. Because Muhammad and Hitler had the same feelings about Jews. Exact same feelings. Except Muhammad managed to kill more Jews than Hitler did. And everybody covers up Muhammad's slaughter of Jews. But they have this one thing in common. So no, Joe Biden thinks everything about America is funny. He doesn't take anything about our constitution, laws, values, standard, nothing. He does not take any of them serious. To this day, I know a lot of it is blamed on his age and dementia and all that. But no, Joe Biden has always made fun of what we stand for. Again, record is there. Everybody can see it. Let me go back to a couple more points that I have here. I'm gonna beat a dead horse here, but biggest concern is the fact that Joe Biden is willing to work with Iran, giving Iran money, giving them access to easier and faster finish up their nuclear. Now, one of the questions was about, what if Iran nuke us? Ladies and gentlemen, the Islamic Republic of Iran is not planning to nuke America ever. They aren't. America is part of the plan to be conquered, not to be nuked. Israel, on the other hand, a very different story. As I said, when Khomeini arrived in Iran in 1979, what he said was, we will take down the great Satan, America, and will wipe Israel off the map. And that is the reason, another reason, wow, millions of reasons here involve. But we actually recently published an article on American Truth Project and explained why Biden-Harris administration will be a danger to Israel. Now, I understand sometimes, or a lot of times, it comes to, well, it's Israel, it's their problem. No, remember, Israel isn't just some country in the Middle East. Israel is our only ally, true ally, real ally in the Middle East. Believe it or not, Israel plays a huge role when it comes to any kind of calm peace going on in Israel, in the Middle East. If Israel wasn't there, the battle between Sunni and Shia and non-Muslims would be bloodbath, and we would have no control there. Not at all. None. So, yes, Joe Biden, which has basically backed and supported a lot of anti-Semites like, you know, Ilhan Omar, know how he was comforting her for, oh, you poor thing, they're attacking you for saying anti-Semitic stuff. They shouldn't do that. They're so cruel. Oh, let's just all hug her. Joe Biden is not a pro-Israel American president. He isn't. Neither is Kamala Harris. As I said, they picked a site. And either we like it or not, for centuries, there is a side. There is no way of being pro-Sharia and pro-Israel at the same time. That just doesn't work. The reason it doesn't work is the same way I say the peace deal will never work in the Middle East. It's not because Israel isn't trying. It's the bottom line is, I can't come out here and say I'm pro-Israel and pro-Sharia because I know better. Because I know in verses of Quran it says, as a Muslim, you got to kill Jews. Because in the Hadith it says the day of peace will not arrive until the day that you kill all Jews and the stones will tell you, hey, Muslim, there's a Jew behind me, come and kill it. How do you make peace with that? And again, if this was some sort of reformable religion, okay, but it isn't. Islam isn't reformable. Remember, you try to touch Islam, you're punishable by death. So, unfortunately or fortunately, whatever you might call it, it's a choice. You gotta pick a side. And Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and Hillary Clinton and Obama, they have all made their choices. And their choice is with the Islamic side. I can't be okay with that. Let me tell you why. Israeli or not, Palestinian or not, Persian or not, I don't care. At the end of the day, anyone who's willing to go and kill some other human being based on their blood and their faith, I can't be okay with that. Apparently, Democrats can. Apparently, Kamala Harris has no problem with that. Apparently, Joe Biden is willing to pay them to do more. Remember, when $1.57 billion was sent to Iran, next day or next Friday, the Supreme Leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran came out on a Friday prayer and announced that we will reward every Palestinian family who has lost their man, father, husband, brother, son, to suicide, suicide in Israel, killing Jews. We will give them $7,000 cash. The money Obama sent to Iran's regime went to reward Palestinians to kill Jews. And again, I'm going to go beyond borders. Israel or anywhere else. The fact that Joe Biden is willing to repeat the process and provide more money for Palestinians to go and kill Jews makes me very uncomfortable with the thought of him having the power to do so. I have another question here. Question says, I remember when Joe Biden named SEAL Team 6 after Osama bin Laden was killed. By releasing this information, was Biden the reason SEAL Team 6 was killed? Absolutely. And I don't know if you joined us now or before, but I did mention he also blocked an amendment to a Homeland Security bill that would have protected just American citizens, normal people's identity when they would report suspicious terrorism. And that's my point again. Yes. Okay. Is it guaranteed? If they weren't named, they wouldn't be found? No, there isn't. But it is guaranteed that naming them made it quick and easy to be found. Yes. Biden has, I made this a statement on one of my posts, and somebody was very angry that I'm not being a good Christian and I'm accusing and da 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 that Joe Biden has blood of innocent Americans on his hand. He does. And this is not even taking, don't even get me started on the fact that in the middle of COVID-19 and pandemic, and he's standing there, has the nerve to blame President Trump for all this death. And he says he should have just come to negotiate with Nancy Pelosi. And do you remember what the negotiation was? Negotiation, part of the negotiation was added budget for Planned Parenthood. No, Vice President Biden, President Trump is not to be blamed for all the deaths of COVID. Your party and Nancy Pelosi, having a strong stance for support of Planned Parenthood, is to be blamed. If you wouldn't try to negotiate in the middle of a pandemic as people are losing their jobs, their homes, their loved ones, their life, you were so worried about making sure Planned Parenthood has more money. And again, unfortunately, none of the moderators were in any shape or form were willing to bring this up, because I would, if I was sitting there, I would be like, just a quick question. Since you brought up the negotiation, why couldn't Nancy Pelosi drop that request? What did that have to do with anything of pandemic? Again, unfortunately, the double standards in our country has gone to a point where it's almost sickening. I understand, well, no, I don't understand politics. The aspect of it that I say understand is I understand you're supposed to dig dirt on your opposition to win. But when you have the entire mainstream media, the entire social media, all of them backing you up to cover up for you and make up lies about your opposition, that is sad. That is scary to the point where I ask myself, will we ever win this war? Are we ever going to be able to speak out loud enough and practice our God-given rights within our Constitution to put an end to this? Because I look back, 2019, 2018, 2017, 2012, it doesn't look like we are winning, guys. It doesn't. I understand that 2016 felt like we won. But let's look between the lines. Let's read between the lines. Let's look at where we're standing as a nation, as a country. Are we all well enough educated on the topic of the most danger our nation faces called Sharia? Have we got to a point 19 years after September 11 to understand this was not radical Islam, but flat out Islam? Or are we still busy figuring out if we should be nice to certain group and not nice to other group, and we should try to do this? And we are still trying to figure it out. 19 years since September 11 and so many other terrorists, jihad in between, and we're still trying to figure it out. That is scary. Sometimes I feel like, do I need to raise my volume higher to be heard? What does it take? There are real life survivors of Sharia like myself, Farah Prudence, Nani Dervish, Amani, Sandra Solomon, Yosama Dakdok. I can name names, but there are thousands and thousands of us out there. But none of us are making any progress. I'm open to suggestions. I have always said I'm open to suggestions. I'm willing to make changes. If I need to do whatever, I'll do it. But as of right now, as of today, being Monday 26th of October, we are running out of time. We are running out of time. We relying on kind of a bunch of memes and posts of don't forget, never forget, September 11, Benghazi, Florida gay club shooting, San Bernardino, Boston Marathon bombing. I mean, a bunch of memes are not going to do it. It just won't. And again, they have normalized the terrorism so simple that we have a presidential candidate who sits there and cites a hadith, says Prophet Muhammad said. I'm like, excuse me, since when us Americans refer to Prophet Muhammad for teaching? Since when? If when President Trump came out and said, people say I'm the most powerful man of all time. No, I'm not. Jesus is. Oh, nobody could have stopped the country from falling apart. Oh, it was horrible. But if Joe Biden sits there and say, Prophet Muhammad said, if you see evil, fix it with your hands. Nobody's blinking. Nobody's coming out and saying, I'm sorry, did you just say you're going to do what Muhammad did? Because let me tell you something. If you don't know what Muhammad did, I can tell you what Muhammad did. If you know what Muhammad did and you're planning to do it, not going to happen. We can't let this kind of mind games go on. We cannot let them make us be okay with what's happening. And we are the reason. You see, we're the ones who got used to it. We are the ones who accepted normalization of Sharia, normalization of hijab, normalization of child bride, normalization of FGM, normalization of jihad. We did. We did. We did. When the doctor in Michigan who was performing female genital mutilation walked away with no punishment except losing her license, we all sat home and became keyboard ninjas saying, oh, did you hear that? We could have petitioned that judgment. We could have, but we didn't. We had the right to petition that judgment. We are 8 days away from election. We cannot make mistakes. We can't. As I said at the beginning of this segment, make it or break it. We need to vote. We can't stay home. We need to get out there and we need to vote. And we need to be involved. And we need to listen and listen carefully. Study everybody's policy. They are available. You can read all of their policies they're planning to do. Any side, each side, doesn't matter. Read. Take the time to read. Take the time to listen. Make a decision and then get out there and vote. Make sure to vote. My time is almost up. So before I run completely out of time, remember, I'll be back next Monday. Every Monday, 5 p.m. Eastern Time is my program on this channel on radio. Every Tuesday, it's Barry Newsbaum. Every Thursday is Will Johnson. If you want to get notification to live feeds, go ahead and grab your cell phone inside America. Text my name, A-N-N-I, Annie, to 88202, and you will get notification to all of our live shows. And you get twice a week, you get a mailer, but it has all our videos. If you're outside of America or you don't want to use your cell phone, go to our website, AmericanTruthProject.org. You can sign up for our newsletter, which you receive in email. Thank you so much for staying with me tonight. Please stay safe, stay vigilant, study up, and get out there and vote. And I will talk to you all next week. Goodbye.